Welcome
Radio.
To Life-Changing Seeds of Thoughts and Motivational Seminars. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. The topic for today is the immutability of the law. There is a power to which all things are possible. And today we are speaking about the power of healing in and through our beings. This power of healing is directed through our minds right now. And we acknowledge that we are the very essence of this power of healing. So the law of mind activates our healing. If we are where we are at this very moment, believing in this law that allows us or gives us the opportunity to have our experience of any divine good, then it will operate for us. And because of that reason, today we are choosing to speak about the immutability law of healing. Now, healing operates via the mind. The saying is, what the mind can conceive, man will achieve. And this is so for anything in our lives. What the mind can conceive, man will achieve. So because today it's all about healing and the mind, you understand that you are spirit, made manifest this very instant. If you decide that you're only of the body, then the body will constantly be in pain and feel as though there is no healing. But when you understand that you're using the law of immutability, then you can relate to yourself as spirit. In other words, well, Reverend, I am in pain, and that's the body that feels the pain. But your connection to the body is of spirit, then the spirit releases or disacknowledges for you in a conscious action that the body is not relevant. So you're letting go of the body and your focus is on the spirit that is whole, pure, and perfect. God cannot heal a body that has no connection to the spirit. If the body has no connection to the spirit, then the body is definitely by itself. But if the body has a connection to the spirit that is whole, pure, and perfect, and your consciousness is in tune with that spirit, then healing can take place and whatever pain or condition can remove itself from the body. Remembering that you're what you think and that you know you can think what to think, then you're accepting that I am spirit, that I am connected to the spirit of life, spirit of truth. Now, the instant you believe this, this infinite spirit within you becomes wholesome. The spirit then relates to you in a wholesome manner, instead of relating to you when you're in pain because your consciousness is attached to the body. The spirit then relates to you in a wholesome manner. And you begin to feel the perfection of your body. For an example, each and every one of us should address the body as whole, pure, perfect. Each and every one of us should recognize that the cells within the body is wholesome. Each and every one of us should use our imagination to see this body in a perfect expression of Christ. So you can say at times, my body, which is spirit, in form, knows no degree of pain. My body, which is spirit in form, knows no degree of pain, no degree of suffering. It knows only to express itself fully, happily, and harmoniously. You can only do this if you really believe that you are spirit. And that spirit is of God. You can only demonstrate this action if you believe this. If not, you'll be in the same position, thinking about all the pain, thinking about all the suffering that you might be going through. So healing will only take place when you allow your own divine spirit within you to respond to the life that is God within your being. This means that the divine presence right within you. This divine spirit of wholeness and perfection is just ready to release itself into action. And that action becomes one that you will be able to demonstrate. So today, we are approaching a law of mind that will relate to us to whatever it is that we need. We are approaching this mind as spirit in form, not spirit somewhere else, but spirit right within each and every one of us. Today you are letting go of the body and accepting the spirit as wholesome. As you rejoice in this knowingness, you understand that you're as young as you want to be, that you're as vigorous as you want to be, that you're wholesome as you would like to be, and therefore your demonstration will take place eventually. Now, I must say to you, this is not an overnight something. This is done according to your consciousness, and you will receive as you continuously, every moment. You know, for instance, if 12 persons ask you, well, how are you today? And you can say, I am whole, pure, and perfect. Maybe this type of healing will take place by you being that positive about your answers. And as you speak it, your belief becomes stronger. As you speak it, you are convincing your own being to respond to how you are feeling. So it's not like saying it one day and then it's done, or 2 days and then it's... No, it has to be a continuous act from within, builded by faith, knowing that God is ever working within you. The next point I would like to make, God's perfection has always been yours. God made you perfect, whole, pure, and perfect. So if you think about it, you were born in this perfect state. You were created in His image and in His likeness. So any condition or any type of unharmonious situation can change in your life, because your beginning was perfection. And because your beginning was perfection, then you're holding firm to that idea in mind, that as you use the laws of mind, spirit will respond to you. As you realign, sometimes, you know, we have to realign our consciousness. You know, you were thinking about something that wasn't true or whatever it might be. Today our topic is that we are definitely using the law to become wholesome in our bodies. So you have to realign your mind. You have to bring your mind into the right state of consciousness. You have to start thinking right, acting right, speaking right, and then allow the cells within your being to respond. You know, I want to share something with you. At one time, I was counseling someone, and the person said to me that they were so low and so depressed and blah, 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 and they just can't laugh. There is nothing to laugh about. And she was really worried about that. And she stressed so much on it that eventually I had to tell her the truth. I said, the reason why there is no laughter, nor you can't really respond to any jokes, is because the cells within your body, they're angry. The very cells within her body was unhappy. You see, many of us really don't understand that everything takes place from within us. Our cells cannot respond to laughter and being cheerful and joyous if we are unhappy. if you are feeling sad, if you're depressed, these very cells become the same way as you are thinking. So more and more we understand that we are living from the inside to the outside. We're not living from the outside to the inside. We're living from within to without. And because we're living from within to without, it's vitally important that we charge our beings every day. I mean, you don't have to sit and do a long recital, but the more you keep your spiritual energy happy and balanced, the more your body will respond to life, to health, to laughter, to joy, because it is from your spiritual self that you gain everything that happens to you. Now, I would like to say two things, or to give you two exercises that you can practice every day to keep yourselves free and yourselves happy. Each day, you should sit at least for 5 minutes. How many of us get the time to do this? We're always rushing. We always have something to do. It's never enough time. We complain about that and we say it. But we should really sit for 5 minutes and take deep breaths, breathing in the breath of God. And let those breaths go to the depth of our being. Let it go to the cells of our body temples and touch us. And when we really understand that we are calling on that spirit of divinity and of love and of joy, those cells within us will respond. That's one thing we can do every day. The next thing is called we can charge. And I love this one. You can charge your bodies, charge your day. For that day, you can just charge yourself via the words that you use. You can say statements that are being used as energy for your being. You can say, I declare today that my body is whole, pure, and perfect. As simple as that. But do we do it? No, we don't. You can say, today I am accepting perfect healing from within my being. And I know that every cell within me is responding to life, good life, happy life, vigorous life. This is called charging your body. This is called awakening the spirit within you, bringing that spirit to the knowledge that today is my day of declaration. Today is my day. You see, as soon as you make up your mind that today is your day to declare who and what you are, your day will be different. But you know, if you get up and you say, oh my God, today I have this bill and I have that and I have the other, I don't know how I'm going to get through with this, and you start your sing and dance, then that's how your day will flow. So you have all the tools that can make your day become very pleasant and happy one. And as simple as it is, try it. Try it. You might like it and not let it go. At this time, I want to take the opportunity to thank my guests who are online and ask them to say their names and where they're calling from.
Edwina calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, Edwina. Welcome to Life Changing Seeds of Thoughts.
Thank you.
Daylan from New Jersey.
Hi, Daylan. Nice having you again. Thank you for calling in to Life Changing Seeds of Thoughts.
Reverend
Kevron,
Brooklyn.
Hi, Rev. Nice hearing you.
Thank you.
Happy to have you online again.
Thank you.
Kim from the Bronx.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Great to see you on our live show this evening. I want to say welcome to each and every one of you. And I would like to give you some of my announcements, which I did not give you last week, for my upcoming seminar that is taking place on the 26th of April from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So our seminar and dinner, all are invited. I will be sure that each and every one of you did get an invitation. The topic is Why Life Does Not Respond to Me, which is something that so many people are trying to find out, why there is not a great response to their lives. So I'm hoping that each and every one of you will be there on the 26th. And at this moment, I'd like to find out if there are any questions about our topic this evening. And if we have no questions, I'm happy about that. I would like to leave with you before we go off air this great spiritual treatment, and wherever you are, if you can just be comfortable and relax and know that within you is this great spirit, Almighty, that is God right here and right now. That this spirit operates from within your being, allowing you the opportunity to share in the wholeness of good health and strength, vigor, and vitality within your body. This spirit now touches from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And it allows you to realign your consciousness to accept wholeness in every area of your life, be it in mind, in your pocketbooks, in your affairs, in your relationships, in anything that concerns you. This spirit now saturates each and every one of you, moving in an upward and forward movement for healing taking place right here and right now. This is the direction given to the spirit within you. It now frees you and liberates you. So in this moment, each and every one of you now accept this healing, and you are free to demonstrate the love of God continuously in your lives. Wholeness becomes a part of your being. Happiness flows into every area of your life and touches you and each and every one that comes into contact with you. Now responds to the full activity of Almighty God. You are in full, complete control of every thought that you think, which allows you to be prosperous, uplifted, and healthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
Amen. Amen. And because I know that all of us, we are going forward to achieve our resurrection, I want to take the opportunity to bless each and every one of you in a very meaningful way. For the cosmic energy at this time is filled with our Lord and Savior Jesus, who traveled and journeyed for mankind's redemption and salvation. I pray that your Easter will be one of great resurrection, and that the Christ will be alive and well within you, and that you will embrace that Christ spirit in this full knowingness. Please keep me in your prayers, because on that Easter Sunday, I'll be installing new members in my church. So kindly keep me in your prayers as I will keep you in my prayers. I love each and every one of you. God bless, and I look forward to sharing next Tuesday, live and direct from Life Changing Seeds of Thoughts. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. God bless you all and have a great evening.
Thank you and God bless you.
To you, Reverend Julia.
And happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Happy Resurrection to you too, Dr. Easton.
Thank you and God bless you. Happy Easter to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.